This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Yamilex Delancey Hernandez. Date of birth, December the 13th, 2018. Case ID number is 3471255. Date of exam, April the 18th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Rafael A. Mibella, dated 7/8/2022, and from Dr. Mireles, Psycho Health Services, dated 4/4/2022. Identifying information. This is a 4-year, 4-month-old female who presented with her mother for a pediatric consultative examination to examine allegations of autism and decreased speech. The informant is her mother, who is Linacy Mares, who is presently taking care of 3 other siblings, plus the claimant, and she lives alone and occasionally works as a provider part-time, 4 hours per day, 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, her husband has been deported to Mexico, and he does support with the family with minor items. Yamilex is not receiving any kind of disability benefits at this time. The family lives in a duplex. Allegations, number one, autism and decreased speech. The mother states that she noticed in 2022, when the claimant was about 3 years old, that she was having difficulty with her speech, and that the claimant was somewhat aggressive and had a tendency to fight with other playmates. The mother states that she had difficulty making friends and could not function in a regular classroom. She is presently in pre-K 4 and is receiving speech therapy at this time. She has also seen a psychiatrist for her behavior. An EEG was performed, and it was normal. And the mother states that the claimant is always a little hoarse. The claimant was receiving therapy once per month, and states that, you know, she has improved with her speech. She was diagnosed with hyperactive attention deficit disorder, comma, fine motor delay, comma, speech delay, comma, oppositional defiant disorder, comma, autism spectrum disorder, and behavior and emotional disorder. She has a 13-year-old brother who has very similar diagnosis of hyperactive attention deficit disorder and oppositional defiant disorder, along with autism spectrum disorder. The mother states she has had difficulty with him as well. At the present time, she has passed on to pre-K 4 and appears to do well in her class at this time. The claimant is taking Ritalin 5 milligrams BID, which she states does help her with her condition, but the mother states that she's very concerned that this medication may cause harm and become addicting in the future. Review of systems. The mother denies the claimant having any headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, bedwetting slash day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, or abnormal posture. The claimant does have some problems with constipation, comma, soiling, comma, and occasional aggravation. Activities of daily living. The mother states that the child is home most of the time. She does go to pre-K school, and she enjoys painting, comma, working on her tablet, comma, and playing activities outside. The claimant is not a loner, and she does not frequently fight with peers or adults. Occasionally, she does fight with her siblings and sometimes has difficulty in making friends with some of the playmates at school. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months because she was very fussy and would cry more often than not and was very hyperactive. She was also not an easy to care for infant or toddler from 18 to 48 months, secondary to crying a lot and not following orders. And the mother states that she was a very picky eater as well. The claimant sat alone without support at 8 months, comma, crawled at 10 months, comma, walked without support at 2 years, comma, said her first words at 3 years, comma, said her first sentences at 3 years, comma, self-dressed without help, still having difficulty with that at this time, and still having difficulty with being bladder-trained during the day and night, and occasionally has accidents. She's still also being bowel-trained at this time. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was afraid of new faces, comma, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, engaged in self-hurting and injuring behavior, comma, was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns, and was very active. She was rarely destructive and rarely enjoyed being held. She also rarely explored the surrounding environment, according to the mother. The claimant was born from a parent or mother that had severe anxiety disorder and did not have much support during the delivery. The baby was delivered in Baytown, Texas, by C-section at 38 weeks. The baby was not delivered by aid of instruments and was a one-birth baby delivery. The mother states that the baby was blue at birth, but was not jaundiced, did not need oxygen, and was not placed in an incubator. The only other problem that was noted by the mother at the time of birth of the baby was that The baby did not pass the hearing exam. The baby weighed 7 pounds and was approximately 18 inches long. The mother and the baby stayed in the hospital for 4 days. Past history, no major surgeries. The claimant does suffer from behavior and emotional disorder, autism spectrum disorder, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, fine motor delay, speech delay, oppositional defiant disorder, strabismic amblyopia, decreased speech and autism, and a history of COVID-19. Social history, no one in the family smokes, no one has an alcohol problem in the family. The mother denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder in the child. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse in any other family members. Communicable diseases, the mother denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The mother is married to a Mexican man who has been deported from the United States, and he is sending money to support the family, but only with minor expenses. The mother is taking care of all 4 siblings at this time that she has. She does work occasionally as a provider, and she does have some family members that help her with the babies and the children. There are 2 other siblings from another father. Family history. The father is 36, and he is a mechanic that works in Mexico. The mother suffers from anxiety, depression, and panic attacks, and is being treated for her condition at this time. Both of them are fairly healthy and do not have other mental disorders or any other problems at this time. She does have a brother with hyperactive attention deficit disorder who's 13 and also has oppositional defiant disorder along with autism spectrum disorder. He's a 13-year-old male that's given several problems to the family. He has been treated with medications, and his problems are ongoing at this time. Medications, the claimant is taking Ritalin 5 milligrams BID. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 50 pounds. Height, 43 3/4 inches tall. BP, 109/60 mmHg. Heart rate, 74 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 90 percentile for her height, according to her age, and she is at the 100 percentile for her weight, according to her height. general. The claimant is a well-nourished, well-developed, 4 and 3 months old female in no acute distress. The claimant is very interactive and communicative with all members here. She was also playing with another claimant that was here for an evaluation and was very friendly. Could you please drop down to cardiac? The claimant has a somewhat abnormal S1 and S2 with a plus 2 to left-sided midline murmur of grade 3 over 4 and appeared to have a mildly abnormal heartbeat with a possible small AV block. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? I'm sorry, can you please drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar areas. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movement. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant did present with a heart murmur and a somewhat irregular heartbeat. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. She was very interactive with other people in the room. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. The claimant was very talkative and did speak to me, asking me questions, and was very interested in many things that I had on my table. She does like to draw and paint with markers. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability appeared to be age-appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of any kind of abnormality at this time, except for a possible heart defect. Diagnosis, autism / delayed speech, confirmed with medical records. The claimant appears to be doing very well. Physical exam was completely normal. She does interact well with other people. Her behavior was appropriate, and physical exam was normal except for an abnormal heart murmur. Prognosis is good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name Yamilex Delancia Hernandez.